Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Big 12 season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. When you're sweating out your bets, remember to take some time and chill and grab the perfect cold refreshment. Coors Light. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is home to the Best Ball Mania 2 contest where you can win $1 million. That's right, $1 million. Sign up now at underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Welcome to the College Football Experience, part two of the Big 12 conference preview. We just ended with Oklahoma. I'm here with Patty C in the place to be. We are now going to be talking about the Cowboys of Oklahoma State. I know what you're thinking. They lose Chuba Hubbard. They lose. They got hit on the O-line. But Spencer Sanders is back. Mike Gundy, traditionally, just they never really fall off, Patty C. They're always good.
That's true.
And I feel like a lot of the times they're good, it's when they're not projected to be that good.
Kind of live up to or don't live up to expectations when they're there, but exceed them when they're low.
And to me, the running back room, you know, Hubbard missed some games last year. That LD Brown played big. I think the running game will be fine. I think Spencer Sanders is actually a guy that is flying under the radar for being a very good quarterback. He missed time last year a little bit as well. But I think it's a guy that could really, now I understand that they lose Wallace at wide receiver. They lose Stoner, but Braden Johnson back. He played big at moments last year, and then they're going to need another receiver, either Presley or Tay Martin to really contribute. But in general, this was a really good Oklahoma State defense last year. Right. Yeah. And the fact that they are bringing back eight of those, 11 starters, I think if you're a Cowboy fan, there's room to be optimistic that you're flying under the radar. Everyone's talking Iowa State and they could totally see themselves in the Big 12 championship.
Yeah. Oklahoma State only giving up 23.5 points per game, only scoring 30 points per game though, which I guess is good for fifth in the Big 12, but 8-3 last year, an overtime loss to Texas.
That was brutal. I watched that game. That was a brutal loss for them. They should have won that game.
Yeah.
They should have won that
7-point loss at TCU, and then they got throttled at Oklahoma. But is Spencer Sanders ready to turn the corner and have that breakthrough season?
Still just a sophomore.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, that's right, because he didn't earn that eligibility.
Still just a sophomore.
He's the type of dude that should stay
for the full time. Stay the distance.
All 5 years, I guess, will be.
But I guess you know, they get three starters back on the O line. I think the right tackle's the real question mark. Hunter Anthony penciled in to be that starter. I think the offense will be fine. Gundy will just do that. And the defense looks to be good. And I actually think they're flying under the radar and are probably pretty good odds to win or to at least get to the big, like you got to figure, okay, to win the Big 12, it's probably, you know, Oklahoma or Iowa State is the top favorites.
Yeah.
After that, I bet you it's probably Texas.
Yeah.
But I think OK State's flying under that radar. Cause get this, if they were to play Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship, they would have played them twice in a row. It's hard to beat a team twice.
That's true.
Now let's look at the path to get there. Out the gate, they get Bobby Petrino's fucking road rash face, motorcycle road rash face. Bobby Petrino just took Missouri State to the FCS playoffs, Patty C. But guess what? This is still going to be. They got blown out in the FCS playoffs. Some would say it was a miracle they even got to the FCS playoffs. Oklahoma State's going to roll them, right? Going to roll them week one.
Yes, I agree.
Week two, they get Tulsa. And if you remember last year, Tulsa should have beat them in Stillwater. Dangerous game. Yeah. Dangerous game here.
That's true. They get them back to back years in Stillwater.
And then they're at Boise State.
That's a tough little start to the schedule.
Another Big 12 team going to play on the road at a group of five, though.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Boise has managed to get a bunch of pretty good teams to come to that Smurf turf. So Oklahoma State, probably just the next victims, but we're going to see what.
You think 3-0?
Going to the Smurf turf, we're just going to give them that win.
I just don't know what to expect with Avalos.
Yeah, new coach. I mean, I think Tulsa, although Tulsa, didn't they just sustain a terrible injury?
No, their top corner transferred out.
Top corner transfer. Yeah. That's what it is. You can sound like you got a frog in your throat there, buddy.
Well, I mean, look, that's because we're going to be talking about the TCU Horned Frogs in a minute here. Hey! Right?
I would say.
I eat everything. I eat the pussy. I eat the butt. I eat every motherfucking thing.
Yeah, right? Let me get a 2-1.
Okay.
I think they're going to take that L at Boise.
You're probably right. I just don't know what to expect with Boise. I think this year's Boise team is pretty talented, though.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. If they win that game at Boise, you want to talk about a schedule that can really break for them?
They could start 5-0.
That's what I'm saying. Because I think they if they can win in Boise, they'll be 5-0.
Get a bye week going into Texas.
That's not a for sure loss, man.
Not at all.
I actually think they might have the better roster right now. They have a proven quarterback. Texas, we don't know their quarterback situation.
You're one under Sarkisian.
Give me Gundy to get that done.
Oh, so you got them 6-0?
If they get past Boise.
Okay. Then they'll lose at Iowa State.
Then they lose at Iowa State.
Yeah.
Back to back aways.
Come home to Kansas and get the W.
At West Virginia. Whew.
Probably an L.
I could see that being an L.
Yeah.
Home to TCU.
They can win that. Yeah.
At Texas Tech, they could win that.
Yeah.
Home to Oklahoma.
They will lose that. They always.
But look, that's only two Big 12 losses. We have Iowa State having three. Oklahoma State is going to the Big 12 championship.
Wow, there it is, folks. You heard it here first from Colby D. Let me say this.
I want Iowa State for the record, but I'm just saying that schedule breaks nice.
Breaks a little nicer for him. Mike Gundy, after 6-10 win plus win seasons in 8 years, has now slipped to. The first time he hasn't managed a 10 win season in either of a 2 year period.
Well, last year he would have had to been undefeated, right?
No, because they went 8-5 last year.
Oh, yeah.
Dating back to 2009 was the last time he didn't get a 10 win season.
Well, you know what that is, though? In my opinion, that's the Big 12 getting a lot better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there were some years where I feel like certain teams were down. Now, I will say this, Baylor and TCU were up for a little bit there.
Yeah.
But. I feel like the conference has gotten better.
Yeah.
The whole conference.
Or the floor has risen.
I mean, Iowa State used to be a doormat. That's an example.
Yeah.
K-State had some tough years. You know what I mean? So who else? Texas Tech? I mean, they're kind of the same that they were.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just a tough
conference.
I guess
you can make that argument that I guess Baylor is Iowa State now.
I think they've just taken a little step back. I mean, I don't know what it is. I think the offense was a little more cutting edge for some reason.
But dude, you look at last year's. I mean, they're very close to being fucking 11-1, or whatever the However many games they played. I mean, if you take away the Oklahoma was the only game they really, they lost by 3 in overtime and they lost by 7 to TCU.
Oh no, sorry. Last year, I'm thinking 2 years ago, they were 8-5. What did they do last year?
Last year they were what? 5, 6, 7, 8. No, they were 8-3.
8-3.
Which in a 10 game season or in a 12 game season, they probably would have went 11-2 or 11-3.
11-3. That's a 14 game season.
10-3. There we go. They okay. probably would have had 10 wins. I can't fucking count. All right.
I think they've
everyone just turned off the podcast. You're like, these guys are fucking idiots.
I'm right? struggling today. Right. I'm going to blame this Modelo. All right. Right,
you know what? This is where I just cue the Bosworth song.
Oh man. Cheers to that, buddy.
Cheers to that's to Brian what, that's Bosworth, what
I think
right?
it's really that there's not enough alcohol in my system right now. I need to be, I can't sit here in this middle zone, you know?
Yeah. Don't be a pussy, dude.
It's like Mr. Miyagi on one side of the rope, you fine. One other side of the road, you fine. You in the middle of the road, crush like grape.
You can't try to sound like an Asian man in 2021, Patty.
That's true. All
right.
That's true.
I'm fucking with you. Carry on with your Miyagi talk. I actually used to bartend on Mr. Miyagi.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Pat Morita?
He would come in and drink his whiskeys. And that man, dude can drink. He
oh,
could,
I bet.
I mean, rest in peace, but he could drink. I think this team could be flying under the radar.
Okay. Oklahoma State?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I just, the schedule breaks. I nicer. Do think they'll rebound.
If Kansas is as bad as you say, they get a bye week before West Virginia then, because Kansas is on the slate. So if you let them, I mean, to me, they're for sure losses that we have penciled in are at Iowa State and at West Virginia. Those are still winnable.
Yeah.
You're talking like a play or two difference. I
and
feel
they're
like.
Getting Oklahoma at home. You're probably right. They probably are going to make the Big 12 championship game, especially because like you said, when expectations are a little lower,
that's when they do better.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to get to the next team here. But before I do, I want to tell you the College Experience is brought to you by WynnBET. Yes, WynnBET is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Wynn Las Vegas Experience. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WynnBET. Get started today, and you'll receive a special offer up to a $500 risk-free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WYNNBET.com, and download the app today. I mean, I think OK State's schedule breaks nicer to me than
even though Iowa State certainly seems like the better team at this point.
Yeah.
The schedule is just way tougher.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's I've been making this case for a long time, Patty. See that in the Big 12 or in just in college football in general. Schedule is everything. And that's why you need a larger playoff is because, yes, OK, Alabama probably would win in a large playoff. Probably.
Yeah.
But we also haven't seen them had to play a lot of back-to-back tough games.
Yeah.
Right. But I can tell you that the schedule manipulation for the rest, like I am 100% of the belief that Clemson would have not made the playoffs if they played some of these schedules.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I agree completely.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it this year when we expected them to be the clear favorite against Ohio State and they got their ass whipped.
Yeah. I mean, if they would have to go that Clemson hasn't played back-to-back away games in 5 years, you give them Iowa State schedule. I guarantee you they lose.
Yeah.
Guarantee you. So here we are with the Texas Longhorns, Steve Sarkisian, fan of the hire or not, Patty C.
I know you're not.
I just think that they didn't need to. I personally think it was a lateral move at best.
For them as a program.
Yeah. I mean, considering what they had,
well, what are you really getting in both situations?
What's my guy's name? The coach from Houston,
Holgerson.
No, that they just let go.
No, he was,
Ohio State. Then yeah. He was at Houston.
God
damn, and he was at Texas. I'm drawing a fucking blank on his name.
I
right
am
now.
Too. Let me pull it up. I don't know why I'm rusty right now, but, yeah, he was basically the same thing. He,
if anything, I think he's a little bit better.
Yeah, Texas coach.
Based on what he did at Houston. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Based on what he did at Houston. What the fuck is his name?
As a fucking Tom Herman.
Yes, Jesus.
Jeez, that took forever.
Yeah, Tom Herman was a lateral move. I mean, going to Steve Sarkisian because he was the same thing.
But I actually think, if gun to my head, if I'm starting a brand new team and I want to hire a coach, I think I'd rather hire Herman than Sarkisian.
Someone who's actually had some
more success,
big success, yeah, as a head coach. Because I guess when you look at Sarkisian, you say average, kind of average performance at USC, you know.
Well, and it, to me, one of the big points here is, yes, Texas didn't look the part, and maybe the fact that the way they've produced their talent hasn't been the norm. But if you go back and look at their schedule last year, Patty C, I almost think you should have gave Herman one more year, because you got a 2-point loss to TCU where your running back fumbled at the 2-yard line, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're about to score and win that game. Your running back fumbles.
Yeah.
You got a 4 overtime loss to Oklahoma. You got a 3-point loss to Iowa State. You won every other game. You almost went undefeated.
Yeah. Those are good teams you lost to.
I don't think Steve Sarkisian can mimic that.
They had the number 2 offense in the Big 12 last year, averaging 42.7 points per game. That's an explosive offense. And the number 6 defense.
Well, I don't get it. I don't get it, man.
Well, Herman was a coordinator. I don't know. Did they win a national championship while he was at Ohio State? I think he was their OC.
Yeah.
So, and that's basically what Sarkisian did at Alabama. So if that's their key accomplishment, then that is a complete lateral move on Texas's part. But like you said, the fact that Herman has had some success
at Houston,
elite success as a head coach at Houston, especially in state, you know,
I just think you look at that season, you say, this is with COVID battling all this shit. You almost went undefeated, man. I mean, 4 overtimes, your other losses combined by 5 points.
Right. To a team that won a New Year's 6 game in Iowa State. And a TCU team that's pretty darn good.
And you fumbled at the 2-yard line. That's like the fucking Herm Edwards play where the quarterback fumbles the snap. I mean, you pretty much had that one.
Yeah.
I'd be hard pressed to think that Sarkisian can do better. Let's go through the schedule and see what Longhorn fans should expect. But I can tell you this also, this is a legit schedule, because not only are you playing at Arkansas, so you're playing 10 power fives. You're also playing the Raging Cajuns, who bring back 98% of their roster. That's won double digits wins in the past 2 seasons.
Yeah.
And then your third and final team, they don't go FCS. It's the Rice Owls, and Rice, believe it or not. Look, I'm not saying Rice is going to win that game.
They don't need to worry about Rice at all.
It's still a better game than what.
Yeah, some of the other.
It's not playing Western Carolina.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, Rice is still a team that went into Marshall that was undefeated last year and beat them 20-0 in Huntington, West Virginia.
Yeah.
All right. They lost to UAB by 5. This team's not that bad.
That's true. Marshall was what? Marshall had a great
game. They were undefeated last year when that game happened.
That was late in the season, too, right?
So, look, I'm not making the case that Rice is a tough game on their schedule, but if that's your easiest fucking game, that's a hard schedule.
Yeah. That's true. And you know Arkansas is going to want them.
Yeah.
Year 2 for Pittman, maybe they're improved.
Dude, I mean, this, you know what's crazy is there's potential for a horrible season here.
Man.
There really is. Like out the gate, playing a team that has Levi Lewis coming back and 98% of your roster, and they've have a strong winning pedigree of going like 21 and whatever, 3, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here, over the past 2 years. And you're breaking in a new quarterback, a new head coach, and you're taking on them. This screams dangerous, dangerous game.
Yeah.
It just screams. I mean, we saw them beat Iowa State by 17 in Ames last year.
Yeah. No, this is definitely dangerous. We're talking about an Iowa State team that beat Oklahoma and then whooped Oregon's ass in the Fiesta Bowl, and Louisiana whipped them. And it's a border battle. Texas, I mean, both of their first 2 games are border battles.
Lafayette went 10-1 last year, and their only loss was to Coastal Carolina by 3.
Yeah. You can't sleep. That's your first game. Dude, let me say this too. Like, obviously it's not related to job performance, but it didn't help Herman, the fact that there was some behind the scenes drama going on, you know, that if anything, more than like his record wins and losses.
I'll be honest. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm saying, if I'm a coach elsewhere, like, let's say, who's on the hot seat this year, that's not a huge program.
They gotta
be thinking about hiring Tom Herman, right?
Yeah. You gotta figure Herman's gotta be back on the radar of a lot of programs. Cause like, he had pretty good success. I mean, it took him a while to get it going.
If Purdue fires Brohm, should they consider Tom Herman? I think so.
Yeah, probably. I mean, especially since
right?
He's got Ohio ties.
If I'm his name, probably seeing his success at Houston.
Yeah.
Let's say that somebody jumps up. Fickell leaves for USC.
Oh,
does Cincinnati perfect. Go for Tom Herman?
Yeah, they better.
You know what I mean? Because you know Mike Brohm's the president of USC. He came from Cincinnati. He's the guy who hired Fickell at Cincinnati. So it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That USC would go for Fickell.
That does make
but
sense.
But I'm just saying in general, whatever the situation may be, whether it's to me, if Cal says, "Hey, we're done with you, Justin Wilcox," they should look at Tom Herman. Everyone should.
He's gonna get a look eventually. If Sarkisian's evidence of it whatsoever, a couple of years would do you good, you know, for your reputation, clear you up. And that's kind of what I was getting at, though, is like once you're at that big program, especially Texas in particular, like when all the eyeballs are on you, and if you're not winning, you start losing some of these games early. Then they're going to be looking to pick you apart. The fan base is going to be coming at you, and if they're going to be digging stuff up. And for a guy with demons like Sarkisian has in his past, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and if Herman, if Freeze leaves Liberty, if Dino Babers gets fired at Syracuse, why would you not consider Tom Herman?
Yeah, there's plenty of places that would do better.
He's got to be a head coach next year. Yeah. I mean, the guy's never had a losing season.
I think he should stay somewhere in the state of Texas or nearby, though, because I think he was able to recruit pretty decently.
But who else would do that?
Who else?
I'm saying, like, what other schools in Texas right now? You know, Jimbo's fine at A&M.
Yeah.
Holgerson's still too early to tell.
Yeah. Aranda's still brand new.
Gary Patterson could retire, I guess.
He could retire. Maybe somewhere else in the Big 12. I mean, Klieman's pretty steady there.
I mean, mid-major, Texas.
That
I mean,
might be what he has to do.
SMU, Sonny Dykes doing great though.
He could go the OC route again.
He should be a fucking head coach, dude. He almost went undefeated last year.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
He got fired for losing. I mean, that's pretty crazy. So, do you think Texas beats Louisiana week one? I'm not ready to say that.
I'm not 100% ready, but I guess just based on talent, you have to figure they will. I mean, we're sleeping on Sarkisian. He always was able to move the ball, you know? So I think that, you know, even though every coach that has been an Alabama offensive coordinator has been able to move the ball too. So that's not that big of an accomplishment to do that there. He's been able to move the ball at other
locations.
I'm going to
say this
too. Yeah.
They're going to go 1-1. I think they're either going to lose to Lafayette or Arkansas.
Wow. They could.
What makes you think they're just flat out? Just, I mean, they're breaking in a new quarterback too. What makes you think they're just going to be flat out better than Lafayette
or Arkansas?
They're
way more talented than both of these teams, but I'm going to say by TCU they'll have lost one.
Well, after Arkansas, they get Rice and Texas Tech, which I think they'll win those games.
Yeah.
Although Texas Tech almost beat them last year, they needed two onside kicks.
Yeah.
They're going to lose at TCU.
Yeah.
I got them losing two games by then.
You might be right. They might be 3-2 at that point. I think you're probably right, actually.
Then they play Oklahoma. I think they go 3-3.
Yeah.
Then we just talked about this. After Oklahoma, they welcome Mike Gundy. They're going to go 3-4. I mean, that's a 50-50 game, but I think we just gave that to OK State, didn't
okay.
we?
Okay.
Bye week at Baylor.
They'll win that.
I got them winning it too. 4-4. But it's a back-to-back away stretch, and then they're in Ames. They're losing
four and five.
4-5 home to Kansas. I told you Leopold's gonna pull off one.
It won't be.
It
this
won't
one.
Be this one. Five and five at West Virginia. That's a loss.
Probably.
I don't know. They beat K State. They're going 6-6.
No, they're gonna go 7-5.
6-6. You heard it here first.
They are projected. What is
beware what you wish for though, because you just had a season last year where you were much better than that.
Yeah.
Beware what you wish for.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I guess if you're thinking about,
imagine if they lose to Lafayette too. I mean, we're doing this, giving them some breaks.
Yeah. Yeah. If they take an L early,
they could lose to K-State. They could lose to Texas Tech or Lafayette.
It's true. If I'm looking at Texas's seasons here, I mean, Mac Brown obviously had an incredible run. You know, he had, how many straight 10 win seasons?
They only have one national championship in 50 years, buddy.
Eight, nine, 10 straight 10 win seasons.
At what point does that hit home though? One national championship in 50 years.
Well, they might have gotten another one if Colt McCoy doesn't go down in the first corner against Alabama. Probably not. They still got rolled in that game. But yeah, I mean, they are not nearly as successful as they should be.
Yeah.
But
they're like that like chick that's like a four at the bar that thinks she's like a nine. You know what I mean? It's like, well, if I get drunk enough, I'll talk to you. But no, right now I'm not interested.
Well, you know what they are? They're like the chick that's a 10 at the bar, but she's just the biggest whore ever. And so goes home unhappy.
So, I mean, what's a great Sarkisian year one, 10 and two?
That would be a great year.
I mean, what do you think though for fans? What's obviously they have unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
What do you think they're thinking in their head? 9-3?
I think they're thinking 10 wins. I think they think Sarkisian's going to come in and go Mac Brown on it.
I can't wait.
Now, it even took Mac Brown 4 years to get to his first 10 win season. But, you know, when you talk about Mac Brown's 10 straight 10 win seasons there, they've only gotten one since 2010. So one 10 win season.
Well, they returned back to what they were in the 90s. That's what I'm saying. Like, they were not what people. They have the stigma of like, we are football and dominance. No, you're not. Mac Brown that was there for a little bit and he captured that.
Yeah, exactly. From 1984 to 2000, 16, 17 years, only two 10 win seasons.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's all a myth. Let's switch over and let's talk about those Red Raiders, Patty C. Matt Wells, you know, the fans didn't want him hired there. So I actually think even though he's only in year three, this is a make or break year. Tyler Shuck though is in from Oregon.
I don't think that's a big win for them. Maybe a little bit. You get that Pac-12 throw the ball around. I mean, they were kind of a run based team at Oregon. So I don't know what their expectation is for him, but he seems like a serviceable quarterback.
They returned nine starters on defense. They got this Eric Azukanma. That guy can play.
Yeah.
I liked him. I rostered him in DFS a few times.
Nice.
I think that's it's bowl game or bust.
For Texas Tech?
Yeah. Bowl game or bust.
Athlon's got him at 5-7.
Now, the best thing they have going for them is they're at a conference schedule. Now they go play a game at Houston.
Yeah.
Right? Week one, if they get this, which is a big if, because Clayton Tune coming back at Houston, Holgorsen year three, one or two and a half, whatever you want to say with COVID. But I don't know who's winning that game.
I think in Houston.
I think gun to my head, I would take Houston.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know though. Holgorsen's kind of underperformed at this point.
But I think gun to my head right now, I think I would take Houston.
Wells, they went what 4-6 last year, including that heartbreaking loss.
They should have beat Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. Against Texas.
I mean, they only beat Kansas by three, Patty C.
that's a pretty bad look.
Baylor by one. You know what I mean? They have some
stinkers.
I don't know what to think of this team, but I can tell you this, who you taking in this Houston game. This is a pivotal game. And this is why Texas Tech fans, if you want to circle one for your season, that is very important. It's probably this Houston game. Because if you win this, I can see a season where, yes, you get Stephen F. Austin next. That's a win. You host Florida International. Dangerous. Ask the Miami Hurricanes about that. But yeah. I think that'll be 3-0.
Yeah.
You let that momentum build. Now you play a back-to-back, a brutal back-to-back away of at Texas and at West Virginia. Reality is going to come hit home there.
Yeah.
But I think TCU on October 9th, capable of winning that game. You let that be four wins at Kansas. Let that be five wins, Patty C. By October 16th, you could be 5-2 and really be thinking bowl game. Now, the end of the season, brutal. K-State at Oklahoma, home to Iowa State, home to OK State at Baylor. But that's you got to figure you'll be able to find one win there.
Yeah, get yourself bowling.
You get yourself the 6-6. You go to the Hertz Rent-A-Car Bowl.
You're right.
And
the Houston game probably is the biggest
gigantic
game of the season.
It's gigantic for Red Raider fans. So gun to your head. Is Matt Wells taking them to a bowl, Patty C?
Well, Houston was 3-5 last year with some good wins against terrible teams and some bad losses against good teams. So I think this is actually going to be a really good matchup. I think the fact that it's in Houston gives them a slight edge to the Cougars.
Yeah.
Right now I would take Houston by two.
Me too. And yeah. I think, but all of a sudden it's like when me and Nick were previewing the, that Missouri schedule. And I said, man, that game against Kentucky, I think it's week two. It's gigantic for their season.
Yeah.
Because they can afford a loss to Boston College. But as far as them being a contender in the SEC East, they got to beat that Kentucky game so early that it's dangerous. Right?
Missouri.
But I'm saying, like, it was like you look at the schedule and you're like,
it shouldn't be their biggest game.
But it is, but in it a is. Way. Yeah. Like it's going to tell the fan base what to expect, right. Essentially.
It's going
to
impact the momentum of the season. That
yes. And I feel like this is a similar spot with Texas Tech Houston week one, which makes it, you know, I had this further back on my slate of week one games to watch. Yeah. I think it's moving up spots when I really think about this.
Well, these teams are, in terms of quality, they seem about identical.
Yeah.
You know, so certainly, I think Texas Tech will give a slight edge, but the fact that it's in Houston, I think that gives them enough of an edge
to counter them. So what's a great season for a Texas Tech fan? 8-4.
Yeah. I think that'd be a very good season. I mean, the back end of that schedule,
but just a bowl, you should be happy with just a bowl, right?
Yeah.
Even if you go 6-7, you lose the bowl game to in the Hertz car rental bowl to San Diego State. Right.
Yeah,
I agree. If they go 6-7,
I mean, you're the floor that you should be expecting here is probably 5, you know, because you should expect to beat Houston, right?
Yeah.
You should obviously expect to beat Stephen F. Austin and FIU and Kansas. So that should put you at 4, and then you should find one more somewhere else in there.
No, but you got to have a postseason. This is year 3 for that coach. 2.5 if you want to still throw the COVID
thing. He'll be very much on the hot seat. He might get fired.
If he doesn't make a bowl, he's going to get fired.
You think?
Because I don't think, from what I understand, they never wanted him.
Yeah.
And I think they will pull the plug on him.
So does 6-6 save his job?
I think so.
Yeah.
6-6 or bust.
There it is.
Let's talk Texas Christian University, the TCU Horned Frogs, Patty C. Another one of our sleeper teams. I think the Big 12 has a lot of sleeper teams.
Yeah.
I think everyone thinking Oklahoma or Iowa State. Then there's the K-State Wildcats. There's the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to mention, it's not Texas to me. It's TCU and West Virginia that are the other ones that I think, huh?
Right.
And let's start with TCU here. Max Duggan back. This guy, we know I think you've said he's pretty much Johnny.
He's in my
he's
top
Johnny
five
Unitas 2.0.
That's right. Top 5 in the country, as far as I'm concerned.
And this guy's a stud, and they got the Zach Evans, a 5-star freshman entering his sophomore season now. Tay Barber, a wide receiver. That guy had that guy's a stud. So you would think, especially Davis at the other spot too, that this offense could be really good. And defensively, I know you think, okay, well, they're only bringing back 6, but that with Patterson, that never really matters.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. You're like, okay, if they're bringing back 10, it feels great to say that.
That guy can coach up a defense.
Yeah, I feel like if there's one coach that can get away with that defensively, what should fans be happy with? We're going to go through the schedule here, but I mean, this is one that I think could end up in the Big 12 championship.
They very well could. Their out of conference schedule sets up nice. All 3 of those games at home and a bye week.
Although SMU beat them the last time they played.
In Fort Worth, was it?
No, but I'm saying the last time they played.
Yeah.
Sonny Dykes, who hired Jim Levitt, love that hire. But look, out the gate, they get Duquesne. Solid FCS, but that's a fucking cakewalk, right? Yeah. Then they get Cal.
That's a good game.
That is a good game.
Yeah. I give TCU the edge right now.
I do too, but not by much.
Yeah. In Fort Worth though,
this is one that I think in the fourth quarter will be a 1-score game.
Yeah, I agree.
But I do think TCU will have the edge.
Yeah.
The SMU game is scary to me,
but the bye before that's huge.
Well, that's true. That is true. They get a week to prepare for the air raid.
Yeah.
All right. I'm on board. 3-0. You know, Patterson's got it. Like he's like 8-2 or 7-2 or something against Texas.
Yeah.
They're going to beat Texas.
Yep.
Right. They're going to be 4-0 at Texas Tech. That's a winnable game.
I think they win that.
5-0 at Oklahoma loss.
That's where they take the
5-1.
But look the fuck out for that game, man.
Yes. Home to West Virginia.
Wait, where is Oklahoma going to be coming off of
the Red River Shootout?
Red River Shootout.
I'm telling you, man,
it could be a letdown city there.
Yeah, that's a nice spot to catch them. But 5-1, home to West Virginia. For some reason, WVU fucks them up.
What was it, 37-10 last year?
For some reason, WVU fucks them up.
I guess you have to take last year, and even though,
but it's in Fort Worth, this could be a win.
There could be a win. If we're going optimistic, most optimistic. Okay.
6-1 at K State. That's a loss.
Yeah, probably.
6-2 home to Baylor.
7-2
at K State.
It's a tough game. That's a loss.
Yeah. Home to Kansas at Iowa State.
4 losses.
So there's no way Big 12 championship. No, I think if they beat K State on what, October 30th,
or then, they beat Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I think then that's capable of winning those games.
Yeah. Yeah, they could be 10-2.
They could be in the Big 12 championship. There's value in playing a play for TCU. There's value in playing a play for K-State. There's value in playing a play for Oklahoma State.
Yeah, and we'll see if there's value for West Virginia.
I believe there's value there too. I'm just going to let you know that I'm high on Neil Brown and what he's doing there. But okay, is things getting stale in Fort Worth? Like, what will fans be saying? Hey, let's fire Gary Patterson. 6-6
I guess so. Let me pull up of TCU football seasons.
I'm just curious, like, what would be, I think fans should expect 7-5 or better, right?
Yeah.
6-6 I think you're somewhat, he stays on for another year. 5-7 they want him fired, right? They want him to retire.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I mean, but yeah, I guess if you would look at where he was before around 2009, 2010, 2011, what was it? Well, 4 straight years of at least 11 wins there. And then, you know, a couple clunkers, but then 2 more, they had 3 10 win seasons or 11 plus win seasons in a 4-year period from 2014 to 2017.
Wait, 4-11?
No, yeah, 4 11 win seasons in a row. 2008,
11 and 2. Well, I don't get
I mean, and really, like, before that, like, whoa, he had 6 11 win seasons in 7 years. He was really killing it. And then they fell off and then they recovered. They had 3 11 win seasons in 4 seasons.
Fuente left. They had a bunch of assistants get jobs.
Yeah. But recently it's gotten stale. 7-6, 5-7, 6-4 his last 3 years. So can Gary Patterson right the ship? I mean, look, like all 3 of those years, 2014, 2015 and 2017, which weren't that long ago, top 10 finishes. So yeah, you got to give this guy a bit of a leash, even if he has like, but a tough
5-7,
they're going to start calling for him.
6-6, I think he's okay.
I think he's bought himself another year. I mean,
they could be a sleeper. They could be a sleeper when you think about everyone that's there. Yeah. They really could be a sleeper.
Is
all right, guys,
he the longest tenured coach at
I think at TCU
or in
no,
in
I think
football.
Ferentz was hired one day before him.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
I want to tell you guys that the College Football Experience Big 12 Preview is brought to you by Coors Light. Do you ever feel like you're always on, Patty C? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How do you like to hit that reset button, you know, to get ready for what's next? Because these days, everything is go, go, go. It's nothing but nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family, a million pressing social issues, and really just an expectation to be on 24/7. So sometimes you need to say, hey, fuck that. You need a moment to chill. Turn that off. Hit reset. That's when you reach for Coors Light. It is made to chill. There's only one beer out there that's actually made to chill, and that is Coors Light. The mountains on the bottles, the cans even turn blue when your beer is cold. That way, you know when it's time to chill. You know, when you need to hit a reset, just open a Coors Light. Shit, me and Patty C are doing it right now, right? It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filter, cold package. It's literally made to chill. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. Not the baseball team. I'm talking about the actual fucking mountains, right? And it's perfect for a moment to unwind, all right? Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you need to hit that reset button, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Patty C, you know what? Let me just read off one more. Underdog Fantasy is brought to you, or the College Experience is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. If you haven't played on Underdog Fantasy, you have to check it out. Their fantasy best ball tournaments are some of the best around, including their Best Ball Mania 2 tournament, where you can win $1 million. Holy shit. Yes, you can win $1 million. Plus, you can play a number of games involving parlaying player props from the MLB to the NBA and more. They also have a special NBA playoffs best ball tournament going on as well. Go to underdogfantasy.com and use that promo code SGPN. And don't forget to enter their Best Ball Mania 2 tournament for your chance to win $1 million. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. All right. We're at the end of the road here. West Virginia Mountaineers, who I happen to be a little bullish on.
Yeah.
I really think you look at this team, Patty C.
Pull up a little West Virginia action.
Jared Doge, Dogecoin.
That's right.
Right.
Going to the
senior
moon.
Quarterback. I think it's nice to have him back for a Bowling Green transfer. They actually went and got Doug Nestor, the best offensive lineman for Virginia Tech, transferred over to West Virginia, and they play each other. What a brutal transfer. So I know you look and you say, oh, they're only returning two starters. Not really when you add in Nestor on the O-line, that is. Receiving wise, Bryce Ford, Wheaton, Sean Ryan back. They O'Loughlin. O'Lad. O'Loughlin's back at tight end. Letty Brown. This dude's a fucking stud running back.
Yeah.
You remember him in the fall? This guy was a beast. Now defensively, I think they get Dante Stills back. The other Stills brother went to the NFL. But they have about six starters back on defense. There's potential here. I mean, this, by the way, they play 11 power fives.
Tough schedule.
11 power fives. This team needs to be rewarded for that. All right.
They should. I will say Doge, or is it Dagi or Doge? How do you pronounce that name?
Doge.
I have no idea.
I think it's Doge.
Doge. Yeah. 14 touchdowns, four interceptions. That's, you know, pretty solid. And then you having 1,000-yard back coming back too.
Yeah. Keep an eye on also Charles Woods. This guy was an all FCS first team cornerback from Illinois State, and bringing him in. I know we look and say, oh, it's just this guy can play.
Yeah.
If you're playing at an all FCS level, you can play
at NFL level.
Yeah. I think that helps that defense more than we realize. And then just the fact that Neil Brown, I think, is just an underrated coach. You look at last season's record, 6-4, kind of an underrated 6-4. And even if you look at the losses, 7-point loss to Texas Tech, you know, the Oklahoma State game was actually closer than what the score indicated. Now I will say the Iowa State game was brutal. So there's that. But I look at the schedule at Maryland, playing your boy Mike Locksley week one. I think they're going
to
win.
Yeah, I agree.
They play Long Island, and shout out to Long Island, by the way, Patty C, for scheduling. This is a team that just came up from D2, right? The Sharks of Long Island.
That's right.
They play three FBS teams this year.
Nice.
They're getting Florida International opening Thursday night.
Strong West Virginia. Island.
Just check, grabbing those checks, man. Let's do it.
That's right. Punching bags are us.
Then they get Virginia Tech in Morgantown. I favor West Virginia to be 3-0. You?
Yeah, I think they're going to beat Virginia Tech. I agree. You know, Neil Brown, I didn't realize this, that
he's a great coach.
Yeah. I mean, in Troy's football history, which I guess at the FBS level dated back to 2001, 0-10 win seasons ever. And then Neil Brown's goes his first year 4-8, you know, turning the program around, but then three straight 10 win seasons,
including a win at LSU, a 6-point loss at Clemson with Deshaun Watson when they won the national championship. They were winning in the fourth quarter against Clemson, a team that won that national championship.
Troy.
Yeah.
5-7 his first year at West Virginia, 6-4 last year. Is he about to take that step?
Yes.
To the next.
And I think I'm going to highlight on this here at Maryland.
Yeah.
Win home to Long Island win. I think they're going to beat Virginia Tech in Morgantown.
I agree.
And I think that game at Oklahoma, even though we've already predicted this, Oklahoma's going to win this one. I think it's sneaky.
Yeah.
Cause Oklahoma's coming off that Nebraska game.
Yep.
I think it's sneaky. But let's give them 3-1 there. Then they're home to Texas Tech 4-1.
Yep.
At Baylor 5-1. Not a brutal back to back.
You're talking about
at Baylor, at TCU. I understand
with the bye in between, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and with the bye in between, I completely forgot about that. So they don't even have a true back to back.
That's huge.
Oh, dude,
schedule breaks
really nice, bro. This schedule breaks really nice.
I mean, the fact that they get that week off in between the Baylor and TCU games.
But I'll say this: October 30th through November 20th, brutal. Home to Iowa State, home to Oklahoma State, at K State, home to Texas. At least you're getting three of those four at home. But it could make for a fucking great year if Morgantown's rocking.
Well, what does Neil Brown do? Is it just like tough ass football, disciplined football?
Yeah.
You know,
good on all, you know, all phases of the game. I've been impressed with the defensive play at both Troy and West Virginia so far.
Yeah.
So
well, they had the number one scoring defense in the Big 12 last year, but the eighth offense. So if the offense
comes around a little bit,
yeah.
Well, this is a dangerous team, dude. This is one that I still think there's value to play for the Big 12 championship.
Dude, their pass defense is unbelievable. They were the number one pass defense in the Big 12 at 159.6 yards per game. The next closest pass defense, Baylor, giving up 203 yards a game. That is a lights out fucking defense. Neil Brown's going. I was struggling to figure out what his identity is. I guess he's a defensive juggernaut kind of guy.
He's a guy that's got West Virginia. I'm telling you, there's great value in taking West Virginia to find, and the schedule breaks. You don't play back to back away.
Yeah.
Even if you lose to Virginia Tech or Maryland out the gate, it doesn't matter. Yeah. All you got to do is get to that Big 12 championship. And to me, your away games are at Oklahoma, at Baylor, at K-State, at Kansas. Baylor and Kansas are the two worst teams in the Big 12. So two of your away games are against the two worst teams.
That's true.
K-State and Oklahoma are tough, but if you just win one of those, you're putting yourself in a great spot to be in the Big 12 championship. Mountaineers even have a better shot than OK State.
Wow.
And K-State.
All three of our top contenders for the second spot in the Big 12 championship game.
Yeah.
That's Iowa State, Oklahoma State, and Texas all going to Morgantown.
We got to have, there's no way Texas is going, right? There's no way that West Virginia's value is incredibly slept on to win the Big 12.
It is. I'm sure that
all you got to do is get in that game and then win.
Yeah. If you got a extra $50 laying around,
I love it. I love this play. And I actually think, I mean, we talked about this, me and you off air.
Yeah.
Storylines in college football, it's hard to find ones that I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
The Big 12 gives me a lot. Yeah. I'm excited to see Leopold's, you know, see right. what he can do.
Anytime you're interested right? in the absolute gutter basement of the Big 12, then the rest of the everything well, going
Iowa
up
State's
there is
trajectory.
Rosy. Yeah.
I think could this be Gary Patterson's last hurrah?
Yeah.
Texas, am I going to see the difference between Herman and Sarkisian? And then really to me, these teams like West Virginia and K-State yeah. and OK State that I think people are sleeping on that I yeah. think have a that's what makes
have
us and even Texas
upside.
Tech. Knowing that Matt Wells is that they didn't want him, so now he's really in a make or break year in a way. So yeah. I don't find much boring about the Big 12.
A Baylor rebound potential.
If anything, the only boring thing is Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Call me crazy, but I'm saying that even that's somewhat compelling because Alex Grinch has got them playing defense at a higher level than they have in like fucking 20 years.
So maybe they're ready to take the next yeah. step.
So I feel like the Big 12, I know I touched on the Pac 12 and the Big 10 West. Very compelling. The Big 12, I think you make a case is the most interesting conference for 2021.
I have to agree with you.
Yeah. It's a very fucking interesting conference.
Yeah.
So,
and there's just so much parity, you know,
yeah.
I think it's going to cost them in the end. But it's going to be fun along the way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the most boring conference has got to be what ACC, right? Just yeah. because we already know
what's going to happen.
Okay. But I'm really excited to watch the Big 12 this year, and we will have you covered on the College Football Experience. So make sure you subscribe and don't forget to subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. The Big 12, we got you covered. Come on. Chris Beard going over to Texas, right? That's compelling. Bringing in a shit ton of transfers. They're going to be loaded. Porter Moser going to Oklahoma. Kansas, Bill Self just landed Remy Martin, transfer from Arizona State. That was big time. K-State, Bruce Weber's going to have his best squad in a few years. That's compelling. Iowa State getting TJ Osberger or whatever, Asperger's from fucking UNLV, right? He's a former assistant at Iowa State. I think that team's going to instantly be better. Texas Tech staying with the Beard family with the assistant. Baylor, obvious. How do I go this far without mentioning Baylor? Obviously, can they repeat them getting, you know, Akinyo, the Georgetown and Arizona transfer, huge, and then bringing back some key pieces, just all throughout the conference. Who else am I forgetting? Patty C, TCU, Jamie Dixon. I think it's a big year for Jamie Dixon at TCU, but we will have you covered on the College Basketball Experience. Make sure you subscribe, in West Virginia, Bob Huggins. think it could be a good team this year.
And he finally, well, he's losing McBride and presumably,
but they
Jarrett
they
Culver.
Went the transfer portal route though.
Yeah.
They got some players.
Huggins, you know, is going to bring in some guys.
We got you covered on the College Basketball Experience. Make sure you subscribe, tell a friend. And, yeah, we're excited for Big 12 football though. And like I said, if you're a first time listener, make sure you subscribe because me, Patty C, and NC Nick, our third guy who's not on this episode, we handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game against the spread, and we've been over 500 each and every year. We've also been way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So make sure you check that out. I mean, come on, look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing we're trying to charge you for is your kindness. Can you get over to iTunes? Give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things, specifically the college basketball feed, because that's a brand new feed. Before we were doing the college basketball on, it was just one podcast called The College Experience. Now we have it's the college football experience, the college basketball experience. So get over and leave some new reviews
that's
for the
right.
college
if
basketball
you left
experience.
One before, yeah. We love you. Thank you so much. Maybe you're resting on your laurels with one. But now there's a whole new feed.
Yes.
So we got to have you do it again.
Yes, please get over there. Do it again. Go to College Basketball Experience on iTunes or whatever platform you listen to podcasts at. Leave that nice review. And if you do, take a screenshot of your review. Even if you've done it once before, tag me at the Colby D and I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. We got a brand new logo. It's
you get
fire.
The new fresh gear, guys.
Yeah. College football and college basketball. Look, studies say if you're wearing a new shirt, your chances of getting ass go up 87.4%, especially in sunlight. So, please don't look. I want to help you out here. Besides right. giving you winners, because we know money leads to more pussy, right?
Yeah.
Or cock, if you're women out there. We know, you know.
Okay.
Look, I'm just saying, if you got money, chances are
it never hurts.
Chances are Barbara Bush wasn't getting much attention prior to her making a lot of money, and then all of a sudden,
old George swinging D. George
goes to happy hour, and maybe every guy at the fucking bar wants to be interested.
Get a piece of
right?
that.
That's all I'm saying. Look, we've seen this happen before. All right. So come on, give us that review. Take that screenshot, all right? At the Colby D on Twitter. Give me a follow as well. Patty C is on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Make sure you check out the College Basketball Experience. I just did an episode highlighting the ACC offseason right now. Check that one out. And make sure you follow the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter at the SGP Network and check out the Slack channel. Holy shit, I'm just promoting a ton of shit over here. But yeah. College football right around the corner, guys. We're going to have you covered breaking down all 130 teams on the College Football Experience. Make sure you subscribe, tell a friend, retweet all that shit. This is the College Experience Big 12 Conference Preview. You better start thinking about yours.